At his echoing workshop in David Beck Street in the eastern part of Yerevan, Hakob Najarian, a muscular 64-year-old from Aleppo, shapes metal into casts for machine parts. He came to Yerevan with his family 4 years ago because the bombardment of his home city had made life intolerable.
There was no possibility for living. There was danger. Every moment we were afraid of bombs, mortars.
Hakob is one of 22,000 Syrians of Armenian descent who've arrived in the Republic of Armenia since the start of the Syrian conflict. It's a new chapter of a long, cruel story of displacement. Just over 100 years ago, during the 1915 genocide in Anatolia, thousands of Armenians had to flee to Aleppo. Now, escaping the violence of Syria to the official homeland of Armenian culture rather than to a richer Western country feels like a natural choice for people like Hakob.
There was alternative countries, for example, Canada or Europe, but I prefer Armenia because Armenia is my homeland.
This sense of belonging doesn't surprise political analyst Alexander Iskandarian from the Caucasus Institute. He says the history of the modern independent state of Armenia goes back less than 30 years to the collapse of the Soviet Union, but the history of a distinct Armenian culture goes back over 2.5 millennia to the time of the ancient Greeks.
The political identity is still new. It's something new. For a long time, more than 600 years, we didn't have state. But cultural, ethnic identity, it's very strong.
The majority of these Syrian Armenians have decided to stay in the Republic of Armenia, and this has led to a rather unique situation. Whereas many countries have considered hosting the displaced people of Syria as a burden to be either borne or avoided, Armenia sees their arrival as an opportunity to be grabbed with both hands, as Shombi Sharp, the United Nations resident coordinator to Armenia, explains.
The population and the government is very concerned with population loss due to emigration. Low replacement, fertility, these sorts of things. So when you have a population coming who are ethnic Armenian, who can kind of relatively easily integrate in society, that's, in a way, a blessing.
Lucina Stepanian from the Armenian branch of the NGO Caritas takes the example of taxi drivers to illustrate this spirit of open-armed welcome.
I would say that all Armenians accepted Syrian Armenians very well. When taxi drivers got to know that this person who is in his car is a Syrian Armenian, there were many cases that drivers didn't take any money.
That's partly linked to good nature and partly because the new arrivals are seen as useful additions to society, explains Hazmik Kachitarian from the Armenian Red Cross.
Our market has some gaps and Syrians are filling these gaps. Usually they are very good masters and skilled people in their crafts and, for example, car maintenance. They have a lot of skills in this area, so it is very helpful for us. For example, if you will go out now to the street and ask anyone in Armenia where to take your car for repairing, they will show you any Syrian Armenian's place.
The state has encouraged this settlement by granting citizenship to the Syrian Armenians. But if they're to make a success of this new start, they do need an initial leg up.
First of all, they need some housing, proper conditions. And also the other big need is being employed and to have sustainable income in Armenia, to be able to live here.
The Red Cross, with the help of partner NGOs, runs a programme called IRIS, which stands for Increased Resilience of Syrian Armenians and Host Population. On a busy road outside Hakob Najarian's workshop, the programme's director, Mikhail Grabner, explains the challenge.
Syrian Armenians, they are highly qualified usually. They have businesses at home and they just have to restart their old business here in this country. But this only goes with support from abroad.
Let's take the example of Hakob Najarian, who arrived with those skills as a metal worker, skills that Armenian society needs. Yet he arrived without connections or relationships, and he arrived without his tools or the ability to buy new ones.
If you change your country, there is difficulties. But when you fled from war to another country, There is so much difficulties because you don't have any money, anything you can bring with you to live there.
The project provided Hakor with a drill and the loud compressed air machine you can hear in the background, as well as two types of angle grinders and one electric screwdriver. And there are other, more bureaucratic ways in which IRIS can help.
Financial, also vocational trainings, also trainings in legal systems here, just to restart the business here in the new country.
As soon as people are working, interacting with their customers and colleagues and spending their well-earned money in the Armenian economy, integration seems pretty easy. That said, the majority of the newcomers are from the diaspora. And Lucina Stepanian of Caritas is sure that these projects have not just benefited the new arrivals, but also the host community that has already been enriched by the presence of these families from war-torn Syria. She says they've literally added spice to Armenian life.
I'm sure of it because they brought with them new culture. They are people who have preserved a real Armenian culture, Western Armenian culture, and they have new business culture and also new employment culture, new service culture with them to Armenia. If you go around Yerevan or other cities, you will see many Syrian Armenian restaurants. And when you enter a restaurant and see a person who is smiling at you from the very first moment, he or she is a Syrian Armenian.
Christian Cummins, DW, Yerevan.